Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
The chapter on contemporary fiction starts from the late 1960s and examines the radical changes that took place around that time in the cultural atmosphere of the country. Previously, Australia had been perceived as a single culture, but with a change in government policy in 1974, many people began to emigrate to Australia from Southeast Asia. This increased the country's diversity a lot, and the society was now transformed into a multicultural one. In 1973, the federal government's literature board started to award grants to individual writers, publishers, and literary magazines. And this gave a big boost to all sorts of literary activity and encouraged people to write who previously hadn't had the chance, particularly people from minority ethnic groups. There were several social factors behind these changes in the 70s, including improvements in global communication and the fact that travel soon became much easier and more affordable. Australia was no longer seen as an isolated continent far away from the cultural influences of the rest of the world. The section on the theatre shows that changes here have been even more dramatic than in prose writing. Financial support from federal and state governments meant that writers, actors, and directors could do far more than before. New theatre companies sprang up around the country, and actors and writers had much more scope to experiment in their work. Poetry, like drama, also participated in the cultural debate, partly because Australia took part in the Vietnam War in the 1960s. The writer of this chapter points out that it wasn't only the young revolutionary poets, but also established ones who spoke out against Australia's involvement in Vietnam. The final chapter describes the way that literary criticism has changed over the years in both universities and literary magazines. One thing that I found particularly interesting was the way that literature and literary criticism are affected by different moods in the country. In the early part of the 20th century, there was a nationalist approach to literature, which eventually gave way to modern and postmodern literature and literary criticism. Well, that's a brief outline of what the book contains. And now I'll move on to...